Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Love stinks. love stinks. Love stinks.
What to do.
Turn your heart away. I'll be down on my knees, begging for that girl. Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Zach Going. This is the Astro Hour, coming in a little late because construction is terrible. It's Thursday, June 22nd. Let's see what we found on Wikipedia today. 1633, Galileo Galilei was forced to recant his views of heliocentrism. That's a word that I can pronounce very well. Very important in science history. Thank you very much. 1870, the creation of the Department of Justice. You'd think that that would actually be one of, like, the first departments created, you know? That's not one of the first cabinet positions created. Weird enough, it didn't exist until 1870. Didn't exist until after the Civil War. That's kind of crazy to me, personally. Was there another one that was good? 1941, Nazi Germany invades the Soviet Union. Not a good idea. Never invade Russia. Very bad. Very bad choice if you're trying to conquer the world. Never do a land invasion of Russia. Just terrible, terrible idea. Napoleon, Nazi Germany, Are there any good births? No. Not at all. I think Google said Meryl Streep was born today. That's cool. There's no, like, other good ones, though. I know how riveting this is, listening to me scroll through Wikipedia real quick. Octavia Butler. There we go. Great. Yeah, no. Octavia Butler's amazing. Winner of multiple Nebula Awards. Great science fiction writer. Amazing. So that was Weezer with Don't Let Go. I've got a lot more like it coming up. And another song. My mother told me this morning to work in a song for her, so we'll try to do that. But right now, I'll go with what I originally said would be the theme for today's show, which is Amanda Palmer, Driftless Pony Club, and Weezer. So here we go with some Amanda Palmer.
Giving it away, 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 away. away. You've given it away. It doesn't matter if you want it back. You've given it away. You've given it away. It doesn't matter if you want it back. You've given it away. You've given it away. It doesn't matter if you want it back. You've given it away. Away, 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 away. He's already on the outskirts. I said.
That was Fleetwood Mac with Seven Wonders. Great song. And before that was Lemon Demon with Eighth Wonder. See what I did there? Before that was my favorite song ever, Inspectors of Inspectors by Driftless Pony Club. Amazing song. Go listen to it again and again and again. It's perfect. And before that was Want It Back by Amanda Palmer. It's PSA time. Let's see what PSA. I'm not going to do the airplane noise PSA, because I think if you're complaining about airplane noise, your thoughts are invalid. How about this one? This is a classic. Don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Short and sweet. I love it. Don't drink and drive. Fantastic. I was planning more time to do the PSA. I didn't realize that that one would be so short. So these last few songs have been pretty serious, pretty dark, except for Inspectors of Inspectors, because again, it's perfect. So I've decided, you know, I think it's best to try to get some lightheartedness into this with two songs that are fairly comedic, fairly goofy, if you will. So here we go with those.
I want two, three, four.
Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be a vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee due to some ancient injury? Singing.
A la-dee-dee, a 1, 2, 3, Eric the half a bee. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Eric the half a bee. Is this a wretched demi-bee, half asleep upon my knee, some freak from a menagerie? No, it's Eric the half a bee. A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee, Eric the half a bee. Love this hive employee, bisected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally. He loves him carnally, semi-carnally.
The end.
Cyril Connolly?
No, semi-carnally.
Oh. Cyril Connolly.
Kermit, let's begin. Describe the day you played Berlin.
We rehearsed and then we walked about. We ate bratwurst and sauerkraut.
That night at 10:03, were you inside the portrait gallery?
From 10 o'clock till 10:04 was when we did the show's encore.
Frog, we've got our doubts. Can you confirm your whereabouts?
My alibi is watertight. The audience saw me sing all night.
Monsieur, we know you did the crime.
I was on stage that whole time. Ask who sang Rainbow Connection.
Thank you, Kermit. No more questions.
Hello, I think it's time for good cup romantica. Miss Piggy, you could end up locked inside. Now's your chance to save your hide.
Oh, gentlemen, I did not know. It's a crime to steal the show.
Tell us how the art was taken.
If you want to save your bacon.
I haven't seen your missing art. All I've stolen is audience hearts.
We can give you a plea deal.
All you have to do is squeal.
I'm not a thief. I don't know how. Taken as a bow.
We'll catch the swine that did this job.
Give him the pit punch, creep! Go jump in a lake! That's my suggestion!
Thank you, Piggy. No more questions.
I think she likes me.
I don't think your puns are helping the investigation.
You know, I think they did it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did, and we can pin it.
If they did, how did they do it?
If they didn't, how did they didn't?
If they didn't, then it's easy, because they simply didn't do it.
If they did it, then I knew it, but we've nothing that can prove it. Excuse me. Bring in the purple guy with the schnoz.
Remember what you did on the night you played Madrid?
I was hit by a raging bull and rushed off stage to the hospital.
Gonzo, what do you know about the sculpture theft at Madrid's Prado?
I never saw the stolen busts. He spent the night in bed, concussed.
The truth, Gonzo, the clock is ticking.
If you don't believe me, ask the chicken. Camilla was there, she'll cooperate.
Madame, are you willing to corroborate?
Will somebody get this chicken out of here?
Well, calm down, Camilla. It's a routine inspection.
Thank you, Gonzo. No more questions.
Let's go from this town. What do you know about this stolen owl?
He didn't know there was a plan.
Your accusation's far out, man.
The chances of us committing a crime are less than 0.009.
Turny, shirny, goody.
To help with our investigation, can you do a full translation?
What the chef just said to you was schnoopty schnoopty schnoo. It's not Swedish.
I can do an Elvis impression.
Thank you, Muppets. No more questions.
No, they didn't.
There's no way they did the crime.
They're too stupid.
They're not criminal mastermind.
We do not know who did it, but we know who didn't do it.
So we know who didn't do it. Yes, we know who didn't do it. They're incapable of being culpable.
play frisbee with my brain. And let me tell you, Junior, you never heard me complain when I was your age. 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 When I was your age.
And we're back. That was Weird Al Yankovic with When I Was Your Age. Amazing song. Love it. Sing it all the time whenever anyone complains about millennials. Interrogation song from Muppets Most Wanted, because the Muppets are amazing and they're the thing that probably adds the most amount of happiness into my life. And then before that was Eric the Half a Bee off of Monty Python's previous record. That is the name of the record. That is not the previous record. It's meant to be confusing. Well, I hope we inserted some happiness into your day with that. And now we're going to go back into the depths of my musical tastes. I hope I am annoying you with all of this music as much as it annoys anybody else. I think that is the most personal we can get. So here we go with what I would consider. I was having this conversation at work with some people the other day about what your favorite Queen song is, because I feel like their discography is so broad. And everyone loves so many different Queen songs because they're a great band, that it's very hard to find that. We were doing that with Queen, Prince, and Michael Jackson. And this is what I settled on what I think my favorite Queen song is. So here we go.
Thank you. say?
No, I just think God was just there right through my grave.
Anything now, you call me up.
to show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Oh, hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe.
That was The Beatles with 8 Days a Week. Before that was Weezer with Knockdown Dragout, The Slits with Heard It Through the Grapevine, and Queen with Keep Yourself Alive, my favorite Queen song. Thank you all so much for listening today to the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I will be back here next week. Up next is Strike the Box. And right now, I've got a song that I'm pretty sure my mother likes. My mother asked me to play the song that she likes today, so here we go with Boogie Shoes.
Saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Mi corazón y alma está muy